This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it will withhold $130 million worth of military aid to Egypt until Cairo takes specific steps related to human rights. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's move is a break with his predecessor's policy of overriding a congressional check on military aid to Egypt. In the past, an exception was granted to free up foreign military financing for Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's government on the basis that it was in the interest of U.S. national security. But rights groups, which had called on the administration to block the entire $300 million aid, expressed disappointment at the decision, saying it was a, quote, betrayal of the U.S. commitment to promote human rights. Sisi, who ousted the Muslim Brotherhood in 2013, has overseen a crackdown on dissent that has tightened in recent years. He denies there are political prisoners in Egypt and says stability and security are paramount. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry on Tuesday fired his top prosecutor, who was seeking charges against the premier over the July assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Henry's decision to fire him came hours after the prosecutor asked the judge investigating Moïse's murder to charge the prime minister with involvement in the case. The prosecutor had made the request due to alleged phone calls Henry made with one of the main suspects in the hours after the killing. He had also requested Henry be banned from leaving the island nation. Moïse, a politically and publicly controversial figure, was killed in the early morning hours of July 7th when an armed group burst into his private residence in the Haitian capital. This is VOA News.